Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, March 13th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by SetApp. Leading off today, a new Apple Immersive Concert experience is coming to Apple Vision Pro users. Tomorrow, Apple will release Metallica, featuring 180-degree immersive video footage shot on Metallica's M72 World Tour in Mexico City. The concert film will include full performances of three Metallica songs, Whiplash, One, and Enter Sandman. Apple says that Apple Vision Pro users should expect unprecedented access to the band, with viewing angles close up to the stage and far away to view the crowd. To record the Metallica concert, Apple says it built a custom stage layout featuring 14 Apple immersive video cameras, with a mix of stabilized cameras, cable suspended cameras, and remote-controlled camera dolly systems that moved around the stage. More notable than the actual release of this film is the fact that this is Apple's first piece of immersive video shot at a concert. Concerts will be one of the most enticing categories of content for immersive video on Apple Vision Pro, and the details on Apple's setup for this production suggest that the company is also working with other bands and artists to shoot similar content for the future. Again, this new Metallica immersive concert experience will hit Apple Vision Pro users tomorrow. In other news today, after expanding to CarPlay a few months ago, Apple Music Classical has hit yet another new platform. Starting today, you can access Apple Music Classical on the web for the first time. In comparison to the traditional Apple Music experience, Apple Music Classical offers optimizations and design affordances specifically for the classical music genre. There's also robust editorial curation, playlists, classical music optimized search, and more. Users can search by composer, work, conductor, orchestra, instrument, or opus number with high-resolution, lossless, and immersive spatial audio, detailed biographies of composers and writers, over 50,000 booklets featuring in-depth liner notes from particular artists, and a whole bunch of other optimizations for classical music fans. The Apple Music Classical app can be downloaded from the App Store. The service is included with a standard Apple Music subscription or the Apple One bundle, and you can now access it on the web at classical.music.apple.com. We are supported this week by SetApp. With a single monthly subscription, SetApp gives you access to over 250 apps for your Mac. SetApp features apps across a ton of different categories to help you with every aspect of your workflow. It also employs excellent curation and recommendations to add new apps to your workflow that you previously didn't even know existed. One of my favorite features of SetApp is the toolkits. There's an AI toolkit, a starter toolkit, digital security, developer toolkit, designers, and so much more. Get started today with SetApp for free at the link in the show notes below. Then it's just $10 a month to keep using all of those apps on your Mac. My thanks to SetApp for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Next up today, there have been a couple of previous reports suggesting that at least one iPhone 17 model will run cooler thanks to a high-tech liquid cooling system known as a vapor chamber. A new report this week further backs up this claim, but it remains uncertain which models will get this new feature. While Apple chips have grown progressively more powerful each year, they can run hot when performing demanding tasks like running graphic-intensive games, which forces iOS to reduce the power to optimize for that heat concern. Known as thermal throttling, this is when internal temperature sensors indicate that the chip has hit its maximum operating temperature. To protect it and the other components from heat damage, the performance of the chip is throttled back until the temperature falls. Larger and more powerful devices like the MacBook Pro have fans to dissipate the heat, but the iPhone relies on passive cooling via a heat sink. In essence, this is a solid chunk of metal or graphite designed to absorb heat and transfer it to the outer casing of the phone. A vapor chamber is a more sophisticated heat sink with a liquid inside. When there's too much heat in a particular section of a phone, that liquid is vaporized. The vapor travels to the outer walls where it condenses and reduces the temperature. It's the same principle of evaporative cooling used in air coolers and even applying a wet cloth to someone's forehead when they're running a fever. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo was first to report on plans to include a vapor chamber in the iPhone 17 lineup, with him saying that it would be exclusive to the iPhone 17 Pro Max. Earlier this year, a separate report echoed the idea of a vapor chamber, but suggested it was coming to all iPhone 17 models. A new rumor this week says the vapor chamber is coming to the iPhone 17, but only the iPhone 17 Pro and iPhone 17 Pro Max. Given that three sources are now in agreement that at least one iPhone 17 model will feature liquid cooling, it seems safe to assume that where there's smoke, there's fire. But the question is still in the details of which iPhone 17 model will get the change, and that's something we might not find out until Apple announces the phones in September. Running out today, last month, The Verge reported that Sonos was hard at work on a major new hardware product, a streaming box that would compete with the Apple TV 4K and cost up to $400. Now, it seems Sonos has changed its plans and canceled this product altogether. The Verge reports that Sonos has abandoned its plans to release a streaming video player. The product, codenamed Pinewood, was set to be Sonos's next major hardware launch and was already deep into development and in beta testing. But now the team behind this project will be reassigned to other projects as interim CEO Tom Conrad reprioritizes Sonos's future roadmap as the company continues to face ramifications for its failed app redesign 2 years ago. As of right now, it remains unclear what other new hardware products are on the Sonos roadmap, but it's clear the company is reprioritizing its future as it adjusts to this new era. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. We will be off tomorrow, but back on Monday for a new week of Apple News. In the meantime, you can find all of the Apple News on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And come back on Monday for a new week of 9to5 Mac Daily.